Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Kevin Good from the Cattle Facts Organization, talking price increases ahead for the cattle industry in just a moment.
If you purchased Super S Super Track 303, Super S 303, Cam 2 Pro Max 303, or Cam 2 303 Tractor Hydraulic Fluid from Tractor Supply, Orschlin, Rural King, or Atwoods, you may be entitled to a cash payment as part of a class action settlement. Learn more by visiting 303TractorHydraulicFluidSettlement.com or calling 866-742-4955. These specific products fail to meet OEM specifications and viscosity requirements and could also cause severe damage to your equipment. This notice is authorized by the federal court and is directed to those who bought 303 Tractor Hydraulic Fluid from Tractor Supply, Orschlin, Rural King, or Atwoods between December 1st, 2013 and the present. Your claim deadline is December 29th, 2021, and you may be eligible for a monetary award. Act now by visiting our class action website at 303TractorHydraulicFluidSettlement.com or by calling 866-742-4955.
Kevin Good with Cattle Facts with us today, talking about where we're headed price-wise for the cattle industry in the days to come. Our coverage continuing from Nashville, being brought to you in part by Farm Data Services out of Stillwater.
You painted the picture of how we're really tightening these supplies down and have really for the last year or so.
Yeah, exactly. As we think about where we're at in the cattle cycle, and really that's the big message as we talk about it. We had 5 years of expansion between 2014 and 2018. We're now in the third year of liquidation. Unfortunately, because of the drought in the western half of the U.S. and also the northern plains, we more than likely will liquidate again next year in 2022. So, you know, with the tighter supplies in the system, you know, you would expect as you go forward to have smaller harvest levels in 22, 23, 24. You layer on that what would be, in our opinion, the best beef demand we've had in 30 plus years, record high retail and wholesale values, strong exports. That combination should allow for the Fed market and therefore the yearling and calf market to be sharply higher as we move forward. As you think about the different values of cattle and you know, just for illustration on the Fed market, we're going to suggest from this year's average it should be about 120, 121 to be 135, you know, so it's a $15 bump. On the yearling market, we're going to suggest from 145 to 165, a $20 bump. And on the calf market, from an average this year, 170 to $2, so a $30 bump. So you can see the trend there. And frankly, the dollars in the system are there. It's the math is pretty easy to get that kind of a push. In fact, even a bigger push. And it all comes down to leverage.
Leverage that's moving toward the producer.
And unfortunately, we've had plenty of cattle in the system over the last few years. And the packing community, when they had their tough times going from 2000 to 2015, they took a lot of shackles out of the system. We build our herd back up. They haven't added shackles yet, but they are in the process of doing that. You've got some expansions going on, some new builds going on. So the combination of what we would suggest is a million head less cattle going through the system over the next 3 to 4 years on an annual basis, and a packing community that we think by 23 and 24 will have added 5,000 plus on a daily basis, that combination would suggest that the cattle producers' leverage is going to be substantially better.
Outlook as far as profitability, you know, always something folks are very interested in.
Yeah, from a profitability standpoint, you know, you start at the base, a cow-calf producer, and you know, we've had a lot of forward sales going through the fall, and you know, a 5 to 6 weight calf, you know, in the 170s, and obviously as you get into areas where you got bells and whistles and better genetics, some even the 180s are better. So for an average producer, we're suggesting that we are at or above break evens today. Now, that said, you got to have some help from Mother Nature. So that's where we think as we go into 2022, you're going to have kind of the have and have nots. Unfortunately, you'll have folks that have moisture that probably keep some heifer calves back this fall to breed next year. And then you'll have other spots where it's dry that they'll have to continue to liquidate. So profitability, generally speaking, in the cow-calf business over the next 3 to 4 years, if Mother Nature cooperates. You know, just remember on the yearling operation, that's a segment of our business that typically it's a margin business, and typically they get along pretty good from a long-term average. They're going to be buying calves at one price, prices are moving higher over time, so a margin operator theoretically should get along pretty good in the next 3 to 4 years in a higher trending market. Same is true in the feedlot setting, although if you think about what feed yards do, a lot of times to keep their bunk space full, you know, they kind of chase the market. We're already starting to see that. You've got big premiums in the futures. They're anticipating higher prices to come, so that's helping stimulate the yearling and calf values today.
Kevin Good with the Cattle Facts Organization giving us some of the highlights of the Cattle Facts Market Outlook Seminar at this year's Cattle Industry Convention in Nashville. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Farm Data Services of Stillwater was founded in 1982 by Mike Bertram, joined later by his son Clay. Farm Data Services is an agricultural management, accounting, and consulting firm, specifically catering to farms, ranches, and small businesses. Learn more about how they can help you in your journey to success at farmdataservices.com or call them 800-579-8164. Farm Data Services of Stillwater, proud to sponsor our coverage of the 2021 Cattle Industry Convention and Trade Show. Previous Beef Buzz up on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes.